Thank you, God. 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 I'm so grateful and thankful upon the day. I'm thankful and grateful that I have the opportunity to grow, to become greater than I am, because greatness is within me. Greatness is all around me. All I have to do is chase greatness, and that's what I'm doing, keepers of the dream. And I want you to understand something. I know it's noisy. I know that the sound is not all that great, but I'm working on some things, and just please be patient. See, good things come to those who wait. And God is moving here. I'm telling you something. If you don't know that there is a God, I'm here to tell you, grow. Just keep growing, because what they don't know is what they will know as we grow. There is a God just as sure as I'm sitting in this seat. God is as real as you and me. God is as real as you and me, and what they don't know is what they will know, because God is moving as we grow. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, praise Him in the middle of it, honey, because just like a storm, this too shall pass. It all shall pass. Look, I would never believe 3 years ago that I would be doing what I'm doing now. And I thank the Lord for it. I thank God for the opportunity to be part of an industry that's helping to move the country. Look around you in your house. What you got in there was brought to you, a lot of things brought to you by a truck. And we need to give our truckers a break. We need to understand that this industry is moved by people who make sacrifices every day. When they get behind the wheel of that truck, they making a sacrifice, because they don't know if they coming home that day. Anything can happen. And a trucker risks their lives every day to bring, to help move America, to bring things, bring product, and move it where it needs to be. And I know they big and slow and they get in the way, but honey, let me tell you something. Grow, that's what they trying to help the country do. Trying to help us grow. Trying to help you too. So give them a break. Thank a trucker. Thank a trucker, because, you know, these people, I don't know many truckers, and once they do it, they realize it ain't no joke. You get in it, and honey, it's not, you don't get in it for the money. That's, if you getting in it for the money, honey, that it's gonna fall short. It's not gonna last, because it's not about the money. It's about you using your life to help build your world. That's what it's about. Help to help others. And I'm gonna tell you something. I have learned since I've been in this industry. I got a lot to tell you. That's why I tell you something. I have learned that since I've been in this industry, truckers are very nice people. I mean, I've had quite a few truckers that come along and assist me and help me. And I mean, they are very nice people. They get cut off. They get disrespected. Get to the shipper and the shipper treats you like crap. Tell you can't use their bathroom. You can't stay. You can't leave. You can't do this. You can't do that. You walk up to the shipper, they got all kind of signs sitting up for you to read. Truckers, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't be here, you can't be there, you can't have this, and you can't have that. You know, you just disregarded, disrespected, and I'm here to lift this industry. The truckers, I never, ever, ever knew, never would have ever thought. You know, they used to get in my way, too. I'd be riding down the highway, and I'd see a weigh station sign, be a whole lot of trucks on the highway. And trucks have to get off because they have to wait. And I'd be glad. But honey, now it brings tears to my eyes. You see these trucks alongside of the highway. They can't find nowhere to park. Parking is scarce. They running out of places to park. And we have to stop at a certain time. We have to park. We have to sit. We have to go to sleep. The government says so. Says you can only drive so many hours. And you have to go to sleep. You have to get rest. You have to find somewhere to park. You got to take a 30-minute rest. You got to take a 10-hour rest. You got to take a 34-hour rest. And then there she go. And no reason for her to be talking. But there she go. Always interrupting. You know, I'm telling you, this GPS here, it's a mess, this GPS. I don't even want to get into that because this GPS had me going in circles, really. It's just, but anyway, I'll tell you about that some other time. And the service station, a random act of kindness. You know, I needed to go and get me some supplies from the store. And I didn't want an Uber. I was someplace I didn't know where I was. And you know, with people coming up missing. And folks ain't looking for them. Ain't nobody looking. You see all these people coming up missing, just missing. You know, especially, and I hate to put a race on it, but it is. You know, black and missing. Black people coming up missing. And ain't nobody looking for them. What the hell? This should be a national outcry when we have anybody missing. It should be a national outcry. People need it because this is somebody's kin folks. These are somebody's people. And we got police killing folks and burying them and not telling nobody. Look, I'll tell you something. All this evil and oppression down here under the sun, honey, you think that don't nobody see what you doing? Oh, but there is a mighty God that's sitting high and looking low as the evil going to and fro. And these heavenly, ancestral, godly spirits are not sleep and resting while the evil is up doing. People are being moved by evil. Now look, I just wanted to get this episode out to you. I want you to know that each and every day, grow, grow, grow. We have to be the change to change the world from 1 to 8 billion. So love all over the world, here we grow. From 1 to 8 billion, from 1 to 8 billion, from 1 to 8 billion, don't you know? From 1 to 8 billion, from 1 to 8 billion, from 1 to 8 billion, it's time to grow. It's time to grow, keepers of the dream. It's time to be the change, changing hearts and minds to grow. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. And you know with anything, it comes in time. So we just got to bide our time. We got to do what we got to do. And that's what I'm doing. I'm doing what I got to do and making it do what it do in God. Because, you know, I got a lot going on. And I have it's just a movement. And I live people. And I use what I have. I don't care about no diamond rings, no jewelry, no cars, no clothes, no shoes, no purses. I don't even carry a purse. I don't care about none of that stuff. If I carry a bag, somebody come along and snatch, ain't nothing in there. You know, I don't keep that in there. So I'm just letting you know, you know. I just want you to know that I love you and it's gonna get better. 3 years ago, if somebody would have told me I'd have been a truck driver, I would have never believed it. But I just remember sitting and looking out the window at Courtney's house and looking, the house faced the highway. And I used to sit there at the table, record the episode, and drink my coffee and look and watch the highway, just watching the cars going down the highway. And you know now, I take the truck and I go down that same highway and I just give God the praise because at that time I had just left Brian. I left him the house. He took the cars. He took everything. And I just left the house and it didn't mean anything. You know, all the furniture, all the nice stuff, everything was gone. He had it. And it just didn't mean anything because God told me you're going to get it again. And material things don't mean nothing. They don't mean anything to me. The only thing that matters is love. And I want you to know I love you. And I grow for you each and every day. I grow. I'm going to record this show. And this is going to go down in history. History and herstory. History and herstory. Because we both got a story. And to God be the glory. And even though, you know, it may not sound the greatest. You know, I ain't trying to compete with nobody, but I am going to make it better. I am. It's going to be better. It's going to get greater. It gets greater later. We just got to wait on the Lord. We'll win. We just got to wait on God. We can't rush God. Our arms are too short to box with God. See, See, I thought I had other plans for my life. I was planning on doing this and doing that. You know, I wore a lot of hats. But see, I didn't know. God had a plan. God told me so. God told me that he had plans and thoughts for me, and my ways are not his ways, and my thoughts, see that, that's what I'm saying. My thoughts are not his thoughts. My ways are not his ways. And I'm going to tell you something. This thing here, I'm telling you, this GPS got an evil spirit in it. Do you know that this GPS had me going in circles on the highway, told me get off, get back on, get off. And then I realized this thing got me going in circles. I'm steady getting off and get back on the same highway. So I pulled out the other GPS, and when I did that, it started working right. Then this thing had, I'm headed out of town. This thing had me pass up the highway to turn on the street behind the highway. And do you know that that was a dead end street? Thank God at the end of the street was a parking lot. I was able to turn the 18 wheeler around. Why this thing had me turn down a dead end street? Then when I came out of dead end street, then it told me to get on the highway. So see, we got to do some different things. See, it's got to be changes made, and there will be changes. The changes are gonna come. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. No matter what, something trying to bring you down, don't let it bring you down. Stay up, look up, and stay blessed up. And know that God is a pick-me-up. God gonna get you through it. God brought you to it, and God gonna get you through it, honey. Relationships coming to an end. Sometimes they just need to come to an end. Because, see, on this highway of life, there's exit ramps and on-ramps. And people need to get off. And sometimes they stay off. And sometimes on down the highway, they might get back on. But see, some people come in your life and cause a traffic jam and leave you there to clean it up. Clean up this mess I done made in your life. And pick up the pieces. Sometimes you may feel like you destroyed, but honey, you ain't destroyed. Just keep on moving. Keep on pushing. Hallelujah. Praise God through it. As you get through it, because God gonna bring you through it, it's gonna be all right. All right, it's gonna be all right. All right, it's gonna be all right. I'm telling you, it's gonna be all right. I can't sing no, but it's gonna be all right. But I tell you what, growth, greatness reached over oppression through wisdom, honey. Keep on growing. Tell somebody you know, tell them I know you love them. Tell them to come on and grow with us too. Tell them to come and grow. Tell when they feeling down and depressed, tell them don't claim that. Don't claim depression. Honey, I don't claim depression. Sad days, weary days, yeah, I get tired. But I keep on pushing. Dun, 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 dun. Hallelujah. And say a joyful noise on the end of it. I'm going to keep on pushing. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because God brought me through it, honey. God brought me through it. I have peace. Do you hear me? For the first time in my life, I have peace. I'm on my own. And I'm happy. I'm so happy. I'm peaceful. I don't need, I ain't looking for nothing, honey. I ain't looking for nothing. I'm good. I'm good in God. I'm happy to be by myself. See, because now I can think. Now I ain't got nobody in my ear. I ain't got nobody telling me what to wear. I ain't got nobody telling me how you want my hair fixed. How you want this. Run the grip and run up behind him. Where he at? What he doing? What he mad about now? You know, I ain't got to deal with none of that. And sometimes you just need to be by yourself so God can work in you. Let him go. See, because you don't know what other blessing God got down the road. We come in this world and we chasing things, chasing people, chasing material things, chasing this, chasing that. But see, if we chase God, God will chase us. Just as fast and furious as we chasing God, God is chasing us. Don't you know? God is after me because I'm after God. Just like I was getting on and off that highway, like she had me going in circles, this GPS had me going in circles. Honey, that's just like how I'm chasing God, just like that. I don't care, I'm going in circles, but I'm on the Lord, honey. I'm right there on the Lord, each and every day, all day, every day. for the past 3 years, since August 2020, when I began, when I heard it in the house, when I heard it, when I heard the Spirit say, grow, and I spoke it out from 1 to 8 billion. It's growing all over the world, changing hearts and minds to grow. And you do so also. Keep growing every day in God. Just rise and reach your greatness, chasing greatness. Don't let nobody pull you down. Don't claim no depression. Don't claim anxiety. See, because those things claim you. Depression will come and claim your life. Anxiety tell you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't have this, you can't have that. Because anxiety say so. I got all my anxiety going to kick in. I can't do that. No, don't let anxiety be over you. Don't let nothing be over you. Nothing but God. And God is love. God is good. There's two forces here, good and evil. And allow evil to be removed from you, and evildoers, and allow God to be used by you. Be moved by good. Do good, and then there go good. When you do the right thing shall follow you, even though you're tempted. Because when you make a wrong decision, then you got to make another one to cover it up. You got to keep covering up stuff. Like a cat. You guys got cat biz. You got to keep covering up. Keep covering it up. But no, and dogs cover up stuff too. But just do good, honey. That's all I'm here to tell you. Do good. And give truckers a break. Thank a trucker. God bless you as you grow. I'll be back with you soon. I'm going to get some stuff fixed up. And I'm going to make it right. And we're going to rise. We're going to overcome. Because we are overcoming right now. We are overcoming. We are woke. We woke up and realized that we're spiritual beings. Religion is all about money and control. They want your money and they want to control you. Tell you can't do this, you can't do that, can't be here, can't wear that. But see, be you. Be the best you in God. Because God is a spirit, and the Spirit sees all. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me and thee as we grow. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. Amen. God bless you.